Good morning, everyone. Today is the last Sunday in Christian calendar, believe it or not. And today is called the King of Kings Sunday. Beginning of the Christian calendar, we always anticipate of the coming of Jesus Christ, the new King. And the end of Christian calendar by saying that Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Today is a day to wrapping up this Christian calendar. If we use the regular calendar season, today is the last Sunday in November, which means you and I have just only one more month to go. Do you remember the beginning of this year, the resolution you had? How are you doing with the resolution in this year? Do you have excitement and some feel of the accomplishment? And while we are finishing up the turkey meals and digest and have some exercise to burn the calorie we just feed in, put in our body this week by cutting the Christmas tree following day and running into the Walmart to fight for the Black Friday sales, burning the calorie there. And where are we going from here? And as we are wrapping up all those things that we are thinking, where are we going from where we are? We live the 11th month, and the 36 days are left for us right now. How long are we left in our earthly life? We have no idea. Since we are geared towards and near to the end of the season, and 1 month in the Christmas season is coming, we often ask, where do we go from here? Martin Luther King answered these questions by having an amazing speech in 1967 titled, Where Do We Go From Here? I'm not a Martin Luther King. I'm a lover and not a fan of Martin Luther King. However, I cannot articulate the way he articulated. But it's Paul, today's passage, it helped me to articulate, where do we go from here? Martin Luther King said that we must first honestly recognize where we are in order to answer this question. The Paul, today's passage, giving us the three way of reflecting these questions. And we have been studying the book of Ephesians throughout this year. And finally coming to the point we are wrapping up this message. The core message of the book of Ephesians is to promote unity and preserve the unity for the sake of the purpose of God in God's church, which is proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. For answering the question, where do we go from here? I would like to focus on the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20. Could you please show those verses? This is the focus of our today's message. It tells us three things we needed to recognize for answering this question. Let us read together these two verses of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19 through 20. Let us read it together. Ready? Go. Pray also for me that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given to me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. Paul is saying that he is an ambassador in chains. Ambassador in chain is the paradox. Ambassador has a political clout, you know that. And an ambassador has a power. Ambassadors are the VIPs and ascending to the foreign land to carry the message and share the message from the person he was sent. They have a diplomatic immunities, yet Paul is saying that I'm an ambassador in chain representing the King of Kings in chains. When I think of these chains, I think of hindrance we do face to purposely move forward where we are. Do we know where we are? Do you feel that you are being stuck in where you are, not going anywhere? In chain, like Paul, we become ambassadors. But is Paul's attitude in this chain was different than ours? He was asking, can you just leave the scripture up there so we can readdress it in here? Paul is asking the church to pray for his well-being, physical well-being? No, he was not. He was not focused on his imprisonment, but he was focused on his identity given by God. First thing is, in order to move forward, in order to know where we are going, we needed to realize who we are. The ambassador. Ambassador. And then later on, he defined that he is ambassador in chain. In chain. Identify who we are in here. Paul is saying that he is the ambassador. He has a special identity. You and I are the ambassadors too. Paul is not the only one ambassador in here. If you are able, look up the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapters 5, verse 17 through 20. Let me read it for you, but I would like to encourage you to open it up. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 20. It shows clearly who we are. The 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 through 20 goes like this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Beloved, that's the heavenly perspective on our reason for living, our own identity. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we, not just the pastors, not just apostles, not just the professionals, but not just for the staff of the church, but we all believers are the ambassadors for Christ, God making his appeal through us. If someone around you or in your life knows that you go to church, you no longer who you are, you thought of you are. You automatically become ambassadors. People are seeking to smell Christness in you. People want to see how great God you are serving. They are not just interested in you. They soon learn that you go to church and believing in Jesus Christ. We are become an ambassador by believing in Jesus Christ. All believers, all ambassadors. Paul was ambassador in chain. Again, what chains are you abiding to these days to hinder you to move forward? We are the ambassador in farming. Some people are farming. Some laborers or businessmen and women and housewives and also salesmen and teachers or retirees. You are ambassador in that position. Probably you have some regulation in that place. As a school teachers, not like in 50s and 70s or the 80s, you are not freely able to share your message, the message of Jesus Christ in your life. Probably these days it is hard to name God in school setting. How about your workplace? Are you permitted to be bold to be the ambassador for Christ? You just clock in or clock out without having anything to do with your true identity as ambassadors of Jesus Christ. This identity needed to be restored in order to know where we are going from where we are. Secondly, Paul is saying that we need to realize that we have a specific purpose to accomplish, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Paul, as ambassador of Christ, has a specific purpose in life. Verse 19, it said, pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. Mystery of the gospel is given for you and me to share, not sit on it. It is our specific purpose to share the mystery of Jesus Christ with the people. Whenever we do something, breathe in and out of the air in our lives, it is the purpose that we are sharing this mystery of the Jesus Christ. Do you know the mystery of Jesus Christ? In order to share with someone, we really do need to know this mystery of the Jesus Christ. If you know that Jesus died for you, say amen. Amen. If you know that you're going to go to heaven after we finish our earthly life, say amen.
Amen.
This last week, I received the news about the three persons passing related to our church family. It is hard. It is hard. Nobody wanted to deal with the death in our family. Nobody wanted to deal with the death, especially the loved one we have in our lives. But it is a natural process to go to heaven kingdom. When I received this call, and the way people respond to this passing of their beloved ones to heavenly home touched my heart so much. They knew where those are. They knew sooner or later they're going to join these amazing loved ones in their lives in the heavenly kingdom. Because of the disbelief, They continue their journey joyfully in their lives and maximizing the joy with the person around them. They realized clearly where they are and the specific purpose of their lives. But while I was listening to them, mystery comes up. Do all people on the earth know this mystery of Jesus Christ? Paul is saying that we need to be fearless. It is hard. Paul knew that extra wisdom to show the death and resurrection of Jesus is needed for everyone. He needed everyone. Especially these days, our audience are so different from each other. And then, like Paul, while he is in the prison, his audience were the guard, who are guarding him, watch over him, 7 days a week, in and out. And then he needed to spend with those guard. Imprisonment did not stop him to see this purpose in his life. He shared. But he needed the boldness and extra prayers. Paul prayed. And also Paul is asking the church to pray for him also. His audience was diverse. For now, it was mostly his guard that I said that. Think of that. He was in chain, imprisonment. The soldiers in guard was at the gate of the prison door in guarding him with a stony face? Is this a welcoming place to share this amazing mystery of Jesus? He needed to have extra wisdom and a fearless, boldly heart. He's asking people to pray for him. Do you think that he was not praying for himself? He did. But he was not praying for the release from his imprisonment. He was praying, probably you and I, if I were in imprisonment like him, I might ask people to pray for me, for the physical well-being. And I might ask people to pray for me to release from this imprisonment so I can go on the mission journey and do the mission activities. But Paul did not do that. In place of the imprisonment, he was very content and share whatever he can share. Only thing he can share was the mystery of Jesus Christ. God changed the hearts of the people around there. He was not there to change the heart of the people. He was not there to save the people. Simply, he was sharing the good news he had for it. Who are the ambassadors of the reconciliation in here? Jesus in here. Through Paul. Jesus set an example for us how to be ambassadors. And then we are copying him. Paul is a great example to copy this ambassadorship in his life. When was the last time we prayed for the boldness in here? When was the last time you share good news of Jesus Christ as an ambassador? When was the last time you invite people to the church, hear and see and experience the mystery of Jesus Christ? When was the last time? Is it easy to talk about Christianity in our community? Is it easy to talk about Jesus at your workplace? Like Paul, we have physical impairments in here somewhere. Spiritual impairment. Matthew 10, verse 32 and 33 said, "So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." And if Jesus denies you before the Father, that is it. There is no other chance, no hope. We are on serious and challenging ground here in the 21st century to be the Christians and ambassadors for Christ. Do we name the name of Christ, or do we deny him by our silence and compromise? Do you know who Jesus addressed this message? Do you think that he was addressing this message to all people, all gathered, the crowd of people? No. Do you think that he was addressing this message to the church people? No. He was addressing this message to his chosen 12 disciples. He has. Not to everyone. If 12 disciples are having a hard time with this, you and I have no exception in here. I know today's message is a little bit heavier, but we need to know what is the driving force of our lives. If you do not know exactly what drives your life, probably your husband will drive your life. If you are the wife, you have no idea what drives your life, Probably your children will drive your life. Filled up your calendar. Moving kids to here and there. If your husband, if you have no idea what drives your life to get up in the morning, go to work and coming home and eat meals and go to bed and get up again. If you do not know exactly what drives your life, your wife will know. But the scripture clearly said that the driving force of our lives is our calling as ambassadors. Do you know where you are going, where you are? How you are doing with your life? I would like to conclude this message. Kind of serious, but is it before we ended up the season and getting into the joyful mood of the celebration of the Advent season or Christmas season, I would like to have us to have a time to reflect. Saying again today that we have a task. We have a task. This task is very, very uncomfortable. We need to go with a divine dissatisfaction. Divine dissatisfaction to see the empty chair in this congregation. Divine dissatisfaction to see the loneliness in the eyes of the people around us. Divine dissatisfaction. People with the people who have no idea about the joy of salvation you and I have. If we do not have this divine dissatisfaction, we are not going anywhere. Do you want to know where we are going? Do you want to know where you are going? Start with this amazing divine dissatisfaction in your life, in your faith walk. That is a beginning to answer where we are going from here. Let us continuously reflect and discern the direction together. The journey before us is not easy. But power behind us and with us, who call us to be the ambassador, is greater than the challenge before us. Let us work together to discern by being an ambassador for Christ. Amen.